Our lives have to be dedicated to eradicating gender equality.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul points out that in the teaching workforce in the state, about 76% are women. But when it comes to the top leadership roles for the district, just about 25 to 30% are superintendents. She's encouraging women to break down barriers.
They should continue on the path they are and get the academic credentials they need and position themselves so when there are opportunities, they're ready to step forward, raise their hand, say, I want to be considered.
The lieutenant governor challenges women to feel confident to try and lead a school district.
And I read the studies on why they don't do it, and they're concerned about the impact on their families. And, you know, there's a lot of stress, and you're very much a lightning rod for very different interests who challenge your positions. And so a lot of women have said, I don't want to put my family through that.
Hochul tells us she once felt she didn't have the qualifications for political positions. Now she uses those stories to encourage other women to seek leadership roles.
So I wanted to take the time to draw some parallels between what I see as a woman in a rather male-dominated field and how we have to break down these barriers, empower each other, because the voices of women are so desperately needed in equal numbers, whether it's in business, academia, or in politics. And so sometimes it's an internal barrier. And if you break through that, then we'll deal with societal barriers. But right now you have to at least say, I've got something to offer, I want to run, and I wanted them to feel that when they left.
The Council's Women Initiative says it's working to do more to support and cultivate potential women leadership in the field of education. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.